You're listening to RadioVolta.org, a project of the Philadelphia Independent Media Center. If you have AOL Instant Messenger, you can instant message us to Volta Radio. This song don't need violence for backup.
Microphones are fine. Testicle 1-2. Testes 1-2. The Reverend is in and his main microphone is working. Tapers, relay broadcasters, anybody who gives a fuck. The Reverend is in. We'll be starting in a minute or two. Yeah, it's fine. This is Reverend Bookburn, and these people are getting into Tool. Tell me when to start, and I will. Tool, the enemy of religious fascists. It's called No Quarter. Anytime when your Tool song ends. All right, is it over? Are we starting? Thank you. Good evening. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight, the theme is missionary accomplished. Who can believe that 5.5 years have passed since George W. Numbnuts, war criminal, Enron Ho, corporate stooge, bailout socialism for the rich, fuck everybody else, piss poor impersonator of Forrest Gump Bush, went into his Halloween closet, pulled out his flight costume, his military costume, after being an AWOL chicken hawk, and did his famous mission accomplished speech, yet another permanent international joke. But knowing the numbnuts like we do, and since he's been on the show so many times as a guest, we think maybe he didn't say what he really meant, and that he meant to say missionary accomplished, and we're going to explore what that means, or at least the possibilities, on tonight's show, plus a lot of other great shit, and a lot of tunes, and a lot of new tunes. So, let's see, we have some new-to-us bands. We're going to play a track by Sid Yiddish that is called Moloch, the Watchman. And Moloch, I haven't heard in a bizarre artist since, I believe, Allen Ginsberg, when he wrote the Howl poem. And also did it as a recording artist as well. But before Sid Yiddish, we have to play Milk White. Milk White are book burners from Italy. One of them is from the Italian band Iona Overdrive, which hardcore book burners will remember from a few months back. And at least one of them is in Milk White. They're new. They just put out a CD called The Plastic One. And this track is entitled Insomnia. We'll be right back.
slowly slithers down your throat, hangs you by dawn and midnight. Red-faced smile sours blue. Oh, the downtrodden shall rise again. Mad wind of Confederacy blowing, making love in empty fields. City, strange city, open not to find my soul in the rundown grocery next to the laundromat. Moloch eyes me like a sleeping watchman, listening to me sigh, listening to me sigh.
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message. Reverend Bookburn is right. I didn't really mean to say that the war was over. The first couple of months that we decided that the oil was ours. And we really did mean the missionary position was accomplished. You see, half of my administration and a lot of our conservative clergy friends were at the late D.C. Madam's facilities all the time because, well, they like to play hard as well as being tough guys. And I like tough guys. And I like my friend John McCain, who is a real tough guy. And filling people's minds with hate and bigotry and hysteria. It just warms my heart so much. And I want to play him a song by the Subhumans. Not the Subhumans of England, but the Subhumans of Canada. When they reunited, called Mindless Tough Guy Act. Love you, John.
Cigarettes, for Cortina, household pets, bombs, wars, famine, death, an apathetic public. Come and get that.
Public watches ITV, reads the sun, drinks cups of tea. A two-star family, state protect, and life's controlled by parliament. Well, bloody's lost his job again, because he never had no brain. He only lives to watch TV.
is in.
This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live Sunday nights at RadioVolta.org and archived at radio4all.net, and updates, details, links, goodies, and playlists always at ReverendBookburn.com. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. To write to the Reverend for feedback to already done shows, input to forthcoming themed shows, or to send cartoons or music videos, requests for exorcisms or reverse exorcisms for any reason except sending spam, unless it's the hilarious Jesus spam that continues to roll in to this day, write to RevBookburn@sjcdc.org. Happy 420, everybody, and please remember that we are trying to be responsible for at least 10,000 more sales of AKA Tommy Chung, because that was the number of DVDs seized, in other words, stolen by the Gestapo people in the Drug Enforcement Agency. Hello to Jello Biafra and all of the folks at AlternativeTentacles.com. Please remember that the boycott of the corporate scab version of the dead Kennedys remains. And hello to Dr. Susan Block, legendary sexologist and sex-positive alternative to Dr. Laura. And you can check out her blogs at drsusanblock.com/blog. A big thank you to Pastor Rex Cat, Murgatroyd Productions, Mr. Scott, Philadelphia Independent Media Center, Lava Zone, Radio for All, Baby Jesus Butt Plug, B. John, Mr. Z, and of course our in-house, whatever they do, Pastor Whoremaster, and John the Craptus. This is a pioneering, diverse presentation to push independent media to its utmost possibilities. Like George W. Numbnuts, War Criminal, Enron Ho, Corporate Stooge, Taliban Wannabe, Fetal Worshipping, Piss Poor Impersonator of Forrest Gump, Bush, God Speaks Through Me.
It's the name of Peter Allen.
That was a reminder from the lower power to not forget to put on a show for the spies. It's time for open curtain exhibitionism and kink. The Lord commandeth ye. Okay, thank you, Mr. Scott, for recording the often used introduction, which, of course, does not have the playlist for the first set of tracks heard tonight, which were Communique doing Carrie Ann, The Subhumans doing Apathy, and Ex-Teenage Rebel. And that was The Subhumans from England. From The Subhumans from Canada, reunited and on their New Dark Age Parade CD, The Subhumans did World at War and Mindless Tough Guy Act. Sid Yiddish did Moloch the Watchman and started off with Milk White doing Insomnia. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Next Sunday night, October 26th, we will be doing the long-awaited unbuckling the Bible Belt. Now, it probably begs the question from the book burners, do we mean that literally? And we'll answer that in part tonight. But it's going to be a lot of fun. It's stressful times. The economy, the world is going to shit. And our species is kind of taking an evolutionary step backwards. And personal angst and strife among many. So we're going to have a lot of laughs next Sunday night. Well, really every Sunday night, as long as we're broadcasting. And at some point, there's going to be technical work and stuff I have no clue about. And Voltib might be down for a while, but we're just going to act like things are going to go on as planned and as scheduled until told otherwise. All kinds of equipment changes and all that kind of stuff. But we're going to assume that next week is a go-ahead for doing Unbuckling the Bible Belt. And of course, when November comes, in this campaign season, we will be doing our, well, it's not an annual tradition, but what we do every 4 years, Erection Day. That's right, the infamous Erection Day show. Also, at some point in November, the Happy Spanksgiving show. And hopefully, at some point in December, the Reverend's annual holiday tree and balls special. In January, the anniversary show. We will be celebrating the 8th anniversary since we started in January 2001, right around the time George W. Numbnuts Bush became inaugurated for the first time after the first stolen election. So we will be doing the anniversary show. And speaking of Numbnuts Bush, after the inauguration of whoever, we will be doing not a show, but a series of shows. I am pumped to do this. I don't know how many shows this will take up. And we might like skip a week to do the Love Night show around Valentine's Day if we're not through this series. But there will be a series. Oh, and of course we'll celebrate Hash Wednesday as always. I don't know where there's any hash, but we'll still celebrate Hash Wednesday. But in late January, we will begin a series, The Trial of George W. Bush. Yes, the trial that should happen. And we are inviting Vince Bugliosi, the Manson prosecutor, because he is writing a book. Actually, it's written. Actually, it's about to come out. Called The Prosecuting George W. Bush for Murder. All of that is to come on The Reverend Is In. Do we have birthdays? We don't have birthdays of immediate and known book burners, and nobody sent anything in. So, we are acknowledging the birth on October 22nd of the late Dr. Timothy Leary, and also on October 22nd, the co-founder of the Black Panther Party, Bobby Seale, the real Black Panther Party, not these homophobic, anti-Semitic bozos that are running around stealing the name, but the real deal. And happy birthday, Bobby Seale, and happy would have been birthday for the late and great Dr. Timothy Leary. we passed October 16th, which was not only the birthday of Oscar Wilde, but the day that John Brown, the anti-slave abolitionist, did his thing at Harper's Ferry. And that was 149 years ago, this past October 16th. And so if there is still independent media, and if they haven't finished the job of shit-canning the earth, and there's still independent media, and we're still broadcasting next October on a Sunday close to the 16th of October, we will celebrate 150 years of the best-known action during the anti-slavery uprisings. All right. What is happening? Well, in Philadelphia, there's a very interesting piece of sports news besides the baseball team kicking ass, as Hippie John reminds me. I don't even know when this baseball kick started with him. Like, he started out as this hippie who couldn't give a shit about what happened with any teams, and now, like, he can throw stats at me, like, this was the first time since 1980, and all that. But that's not the big news. The big news is that when the recent recipient of the Asshole of the Week award on the show, the Flyers president, Ed Snyder, decided to further stick his face, as well as his wallet, into the rectum of John McCain and his campaign and his equally psycho sidekick, Sarah. He invited her, as we covered last week, to drop puck and kick off the game. And to their credit, and we will always give credit where due, the hockey fans responded appropriately, booing the shit out of her. And even though some of the world's most spectacular liars, like the fuckers from Fox News, who bleeped a lot of it out, and the almost as repugnant Associated Press, who outright lied and said it changed to applause when she smiled and waved, thanks to YouTube and a lot of people who decided to provide evidence of what really happened, the so-called hockey mom was booed to shit. And we like that, and so we say thank you, hockey fans. I never thought I'd live to see the day I would say that, but thank you, hockey fans. Right on. And if that happens again, you know what to do. What else is happening? Well, that's all with the birthdays and the immediate shit. Let's see, we're sending cheer to book burners, Mr. Scott, Alex in Wonderland, and to Ivy Blue, all going through their own stuff. In Ivy Blue's case, the passing of a friend. And that's the initial horror phase of that seems to be subsiding, and that is very good news. And if you go to reverendbookburn.com for the latest posting, as it was updated today, you can scroll down to Ivy Blue's eBay auction and buy some stuff, which I'm sure will further provide uplift, or if not, just say hello. What else? Yes, yeah, still fucking sick. But still broadcasting anyway, for the love of doing it. And Mr. Scott has announced plans to turn all of us involved in the show, and even past people who are involved with the show, into, I'm not kidding, animated characters, a kind of a blending of South Park and the Beatles cartoon. And I'm encouraging this behavior because we have generated some interest in the old film ideas, like Rapt Smear, with a kind of a mixing of the words Rapture and Pap Smear, and some of the other film ideas, like United We Stand Erect, and other classics that are not only great titles, but good short film ideas. And although we did generate more interest, especially since Rapt Smear was put out there publicly, the animated idea sounds a lot better anyway, because there's more license to do things. So if there's going to be a miracle, or what's even more popular in this nation, actually in the entire world, hallucinations, visions, hearing voices, getting divine commands, all kinds of crazy magical shit happening, we can do that a lot better and a lot more effectively, you know, unless we recruit Steven Spielberg or somebody to have a license for creative expression. So we will keep you posted on the development of the animation project, which is very exciting. Some films that are must-sees. The first is Bill Maher's Religulous, which isn't in very many theaters, but if it's anywhere reasonably close to you, it's worth seeing. Religulous. And speaking of that, Reverend Billy's video is released on DVD, What Would Jesus Buy? And a brand new film that just came out about Lee Atwater. Lee Atwater was the scumbag, well, now he's dead, so the late scumbag who was a part of the first Bush campaign, and a guy who really raised the bar when it came to, like, smear campaigning and attack campaigning, and really kicked that up several notches. The bogus Willie Horton ads, you know, using this scary black man in TV commercials to say, see, the other guy who's running against Bush is light on people like this, whereas George will be tough on criminals, or at least the ones who aren't white-collar criminals, like his son Neil Bush and the savings and loan scam guys who got away with ripping off billions. Lee Atwater, a kind of an illegitimate father figure to Karl Rove and those kinds of people. It's called Boogeyman, the Lee Atwater story, and that is a must. As well as the next, if you don't think porn causes acne pimples and mudslides and flat tires, Larry Flint's next release, starring a Sarah Palin lookalike called Nailin' Palin'. I can't wait. I think it's going to be standard issue Reverend Bookburn gift giving this holiday season when we celebrate the birth of the son of the deity, Brian, from Monty Python's Life of Brian. All right, enough plugs already. So tonight, we are celebrating not only the missionary position, But the missionary accomplished. Now, as we heard George W. Numbnuts Bush say during that message he approved of earlier and implemented earlier, his mission accomplished speech was from the wrong, very high printed letters flashcards, like the ones you get like around kindergarten, when he was wearing his AWOL Chicken Hawk military flight costume. He actually did mean to read from the flashcards that said missionary accomplished. The missionary was accomplished in the late D.C. Madam's place of business by Pastor Rod Parsley, Reverend Billy Graham, Reverend Jerry Falwell, Reverend Pat Robertson, tons of people in Congress and their lobbying friends, all kinds of military contractors, nuclear contractors, and of course, multiple beneficiaries of the greatest system of welfare giveaways in the history of the species, the recipients of corporate welfare, the people who were given billions before this so-called fucking bailout. Yes, these guys know how to make the most out of billions of the public's and the taxpayers' money. And they did accomplish the missionary. And also, when they had some of the sex workers dressing as missionaries, that gave missionary accomplished new heights in meaning and definition. And we're going to cover that when we come back after the next set of songs. Right now, we need to play a track from the bonus CD that comes with the DVD version of the incredible documentary about Amsterdam called Sex, Drugs, and Democracy. This track is entitled War on Drugs.
Forward! $5,000 fine, buddy.
say devil has risen. They just want to fill the next prison. Rockefeller drug law will be the end of you.
All right, we're taking you in. Put your hands on the hood of the vehicle. You have the right to remain silent. Everything you say will be held against you. And you better get a lawyer. Welcome, Joe.
We're off to fight the war on drugs. Hurrah, hurrah. With millions of your tax dollars. Ha ha, ha ha. We've got the best weapons that money can buy. Just to make sure you can't get high. Better hide your stash, cause we're coming after you.
Down, 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 like a pick and a dough, down, 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 like a pick and down. Keep your Jesus off my penis, keep your Bible off my balls. Keep your prayers out of my ears and your crosses off my walls. You can keep the Virgin Mother and the resurrection too. Keep your Jesus off my penis, I'll keep my penis off of you. Well, I'm freaking sick and tired of turning on the news and seeing the religious right's ungodly fight to take our right to choose. When to bear our children, who to love and how. Education and protection if we're just practicing for now. So W, look, obey a book if that's what works for you. But I don't tell you how to pray, so don't you tell me how to screw. Keep your Jesus off my penis, keep your Bible off my balls. Keep your prayers out of my ears and your crosses off my walls. You can keep the Virgin Mother and the resurrection too. Keep your Jesus off my penis, I'll keep my penis off of you. So you are screaming bloody murder about the Taliban regime for subjugating women and being too extreme and basing legislation on some ancient holy book. Does that sound a bit familiar? Here's a mirror, have a look. And as for the Ten Commandments, they need one more at least. Thou shalt never cover up the acts of pervert priests. Well, how they let that happen? Unless they just abhor us. Well, anyway, adds another layer to the chorus. Keep your Jesus off my penis, keep your Bible off my balls. Keep your prayers out of my ears and your crosses off my walls. You can keep the Virgin Mother and the resurrection too. Keep your Jesus off my penis, I'll keep my penis off of you. So you'll execute a person and then protect a single cell. But mercy killed the terminally ill and you're going straight to hell. I don't know much about the word of God, far be it from me, but I can tell you what it ain't. That's hypocristianity. Well, I am not anti-Christian. Before you grab a rope, there is beauty in religion and joy and love and hope, and we're all looking for that answer, some colossal cosmic cause. But who the fuck are you to turn your views into my laws? It's just believers in the Bible that would have abortion banned. Anti-choice agnostics, I could count them on one hand. And as for killing babies, I've got but one retort. If someone raped your daughter, George, you'd beg her to abort. And if some young girl from your church shows up with child or some infection, cause you told her what a horrid sin it was to use protection, well, one day you'll face the pearly gates. And what you gonna say? When that long-haired Jewish peacenik sends your ass the other way, saying, keep your Jesus off my penis, keep your Bible off my balls, keep your prayers out of my ears, and your crosses off my walls. I've had it up to here with all the bibliophiles you spew, so keep your Jesus off my penis. Well, at least that's what I would do. Yeah, keep your Jesus off my penis, keep my penis off of you. That's if you want me to.
When Angel Gabriel appeared, he said, you are to be the Virgin Mother. But Mary thought that was weird.
you're still a virgin in the eyes of God. There was no room at the inn when Mary and Joseph did arrive, but they were so very tired, you see, and Mary had to offer a bribe. Since she had no money, how would she pay for a place to sleep? Gabriel appeared to Mary and told her not to weep, 'cause you can suck all the dick you want and still be a virgin. Mary, you can suck all the dick you want and still be the mother of Christ. If there's no room at the inn, then it's not considered a sin to suck some dick to get a room for the night. Then three wise men did appear, bearing gifts of myrrh and such. They said that they had followed a star and missed a woman's touch. Mary thought she might pleasure them, but could not take them to bed. But again, Gabriel appeared to her, and this is what he said. You can suck all the dick you want and still be a virgin. Mary, you can suck all the dick you want, everyone that hangs in the nation. Fellatio ain't no sin. Gonna blow those three wise men, and you'll still be a virgin, 'cause there was no penetration. So you can suck all the dick you want and still be a virgin. And the ox and the lambs and even the little drummer boy. People will remember your name quick. They'll say, damn, that bitch could suck a good dick, 'cause sucking dick brings peace on earth and joy. 'Cause sucking dick brings peace on earth and joy. Mary, Mary, suck that dick.
Stained glass windows keep the cold outside, while the hypocrites hide inside with the lies of statues in their minds, where the Christian religion made them blind, where they hide and pray to the god of a bitch spelt backwards is dog. Not for one race, one creed, one world, but for money, effective, absurd. Do you pray to the Holy Ghost when you suck your host? Do you read who's dead in the Irish Post? Do you give away the cash you can't afford on bended knees and pray to the Lord? Fat pig priest, sanctimonious smiles. He takes the money, you take the lies. This is religion and Jesus Christ. This is religion cheaply priced. This is Bibles full of libel. This is sin in eternal hymn. This is what they'd done. This is your religion. The apostles were 11. Now there's a sod in heaven. This is religion. There's a liar on the altar. The sermon never falter. This is religion. Your religion.
This is Dr. Greed. And when I'm not strewing more trash at my clinic and sticking my gold chains and hairy chest in patients' faces and making racist remarks and slurs against patients with Medicaid and then denying them services, I like to be at home using the missionary position until it's all over 15 seconds later, and then taking the money from my greed machine to buy each family member a diamond. And in that spirit, we're going to play a song by Higher Elevation called The Diamond Mine.
Slide with me now down that purple shaft into the deep inner depths of the diamond mine, where we will witness the flight of the precious peanut butter fudge angel of love as she spreads her wings and flies high through the thundering silence of your vacuum kept secret, hiding out in the pulsating fringe of your bubbly fudge mind, deep in the sanctuary of the ruby-lipped lizard who's tripped through that revolving door of today's changes, springs the weightless suspension of those tiny red question marks to pierce your brain and taunt you to observe the wondrous smoke of the fur-lined volcano near the cave of the great blue-winged bat following the flight of the deep, deep-breathing butterfly toward the soothing smell of the six-foot narcissus. Are we in the garden of man-eating dandelions or in the safety of the Tasmanian treehouse? Can it be? Will it be? Yes, it will, as you reach out for where it's at, only to find when you're where it's at, it isn't where it's at all. So pop out now with me for a borrowed moment and glimpse through the plate glass menagerie of life, the time thieves, the flight of mediocrity. Will we ever free ourselves of the demons of mediocrity? Wait now with me, knee deep in the splendor of the peach fuzz forest, in the gentle radiation of the one-eyed cufflink, who joins us on our ball-bearing express to the land of lavender and sky blue pink, where we pause on the latex trampoline of tomorrow's promise and grieve on yesterday's sweet sorrow. In the steam-heated living room of the warm teenage tangerine, we must now somersault in slow motion down, down the sliding board to a diamond mine eternity, crying, crying as God alive, and remembering so well that the hand that cradles the rock can certainly rule the world.
I used to have these Argyle socks. I kept a box to bloom of my room to my girl named Cheryl. Said, "You're a squarehead. Argyle socks are out, boy." Well, she only said it once, cause I'm no dunce, and I popped a karate chop right on top of her swan-like neck. And she said, "Heck, you wrecked my swan-like neck with a karate chop on top of her, boy." She began to cry. She wanted to die. So said I, "There's nothing worse than moldy pie. Your lunch pail when you're in jail. You're stealing ginger ale off Jerry Vale. You got in the mail from a frail at Yale, as it failed, and she dropped a grail, the third rail on the Santa Fe Trail, failed on an old nail and assailed by a snail who was old and cold and bold, cause he crawled up her nose. How is your bird? I said, how is your bird? Are you cleaving your scram? Is your glam in the gym? Like a dribbling of a ram." People used to stop me, say, "Hey boy, don't you know you've been up really bad?" I get mad, shake their heads, so they get some tools. Then one day this doll says, "Baby, maybe you need a new shampoo. Man, it's true, your tops are off the sloppy residue." That's so like a clown, I went downtown. Saw this guy in the white drugstore gown with a frown. I bought got this hot new foamy stuff strong enough to kill dendruff. But I can't use my comb, it'll cover with foam. It's all around my home, and it's not fair, cause the dandruff's gone, and so's my hair. Fair, scared chair, where's there, have a pair. How is your bird? I said, how is your snur? Are you cleaving your scram? Is your clam in a jam? Like a dribbling ram. I'm gonna blow a little more harmonica. I dropped my harmonica. Hey, bass player, stop trying to step my harmonica. Hey, don't step on it. You think you can kill harmonicas like that? More will come. Hundreds and thousands. There'll be no bass players, just harmonica players. Today, a side man. Tomorrow, the whole band. You see?
Place to be in dreams. We're fine.
You heard Rise Against doing Blood Red, White and Blue. Race Marbles did Like a Dribbling Fram. Higher Elevation did The Diamond Mine. Public Image did Religion 1 and Religion 2 from their first release. From South Park, you heard The Virgin Mary. Before that, Eric Schwartz did Keep Your Jesus Off My Penis and started off with Professor X and Congo doing War on Drugs. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Missionary Accomplished. And if you tuned in late, we have covered in detail how Bush was not misinterpreted, but he was speaking in a manner in which he did not mean when he said mission accomplished while wearing his Halloween military flight costume and pretending that he was other than somebody with an AWOL and Chicken Hawk history. But that what he meant was the missionary position, missionary accomplished. And considering how many people in his administration and how many of his conservative clergy friends were exposed as being patrons of the late D.C. Madam's establishment, and even the really weird ones, like Senator David Vitter, famous for being found in a diaper. Yes, he wasn't there for the traditional purposes. That these guys, like all moral crusaders and people who throw around words like morals, family values, abstinence-only education, no choice for anybody, even my daughter, if she gets knocked up because I denied her education. Very good, John Necraptus. That was Sarah Palin's words. Well, effectively, her words. But like all of these kinds of people on Christian supremacists, they have scandalous secrets. And since Bush was kind of letting it leak out, so to speak, that the missionary accomplished was the big secret, then he was trying to read from his kindergarten flashcards missionary accomplished, but it got all fucked up, and he does have trouble reading. We know because he's been a guest on the show many, many times. But then again, it doesn't entirely explain the missionary part. And yes, it's fun when they had the sex workers dressing up like missionaries. And yes, it's fun when they have their own partners, and maybe even their own spouses, dressing up like missionaries. But it shouldn't end there. It shouldn't just be costuming and which outfit one is to wear. So we want to help them with their determination to legitimately and accurately say missionary accomplished. And here comes the help and tutoring. First, let them wear the outfits, but you help set the mood, and we're going to start with candles. I know you're laughing and saying, I never saw candles when I watched the Bullshit History Channel showing us wars and fearless hunters and all that kind of shit. But lose that for now. And lose the fact that you are the ultimate hypocrites. And say, I'm going to create and help stimulate some passion and feeling into this missionary accomplishment. I'm going to light some candles and I'm going to get out some of the best toys we have, including the vibrating crucifix. Now, as we all know, and as has been thoroughly covered on the show, the crucifix is, in fact, a vibrator with handlebars. And the vibrating crucifix is specifically designed for maximum and heightened pleasure. That doesn't mean get something really enormous. Like, don't break out the Jesus Jackhammer dildo, which is a real product from Divine Interventions. Divine-interventions.com. That's a bit too much. You're not trying to get into Popular Mechanics magazine. Start off with the vibrating crucifix, the candles, and then something tasty. It could be anything, from whipped cream, strawberries, dessert topping, some kind of syrup, something that's not too extreme, and certainly something non-toxic. Then move on to the soft kisses, the caressing, the massaging, while the missionary of either gender, of any persuasion, starts to throw their heads back, saying, I am here on a mission. I am here to bear witness. I am here to fill you with the spirit. Spirit to fill you with the... Well, you know you are accomplishing that missionary if it even gets increasingly difficult to actually say it for that person. That leads to the grand finale, the final plunge, the deep, penetrating connection between you and the missionary. The exhaustive, sweaty build-up. The release of inner, beastly, animalistic passion that builds up to an explosive climax. And then you can declare missionary accomplished. Alright, well, I don't know about the book burners who are listening, but we're getting all worked up in here, and we're probably going to look at pictures or something. We're going to play another set of tunes and come back. You've heard Rise Against in the background. We're going to play from a tribute CD for Captain Beefheart that is entirely Philadelphia area women artists, from a guy named Mike Villers put this out, and I think everything he does is out of this world. It's on Genus Records, G-E-N-U-S, genusrecords.com, and this tribute and the tribute to the Jim Carroll Band are two like phenomenal releases, as long-term book burners can tell you. This is more recent. This is entitled Mama Kangaroos, Philly Women Sing Captain Beefheart. The artist is Voices of Africa, and the track is Abba Zabba.
Oh shit, I have to do my laundry. Crap.
Thank you. baby. And I don't want you to be lazy, 'cause it's driving me crazy.
Every man in our platoon must swell with pride for the nation's youth, the cream of which is marching at his side, for the fascinating rules and regulations that we share, and the quaint and curious costumes that we're called upon to wear. Now Al joined up to do his part, defending you and me. He wants to fight and bleed and kill and die for liberty. With the hell of war, he's come to grips, policing up the filter tips. It makes a fella proud to be a soldier. When Pete was only in the 7th grade, he stabbed a cop. He's real RA material, and he was glad to swap his switchblade and his old zip gun for a bayonet and a new M1. It makes a fella proud to be a soldier. After Johnny got through basic training, he was a soldier through and through when he was done. Its effects were so well rooted that the next day he saluted a good humor man, an usher, and a nun. Now Fred's an intellectual, brings a book to every meal. He likes the deep philosophers like Norman Vincent Peale. He thinks the army's just the thing because he finds it broadening. It makes a fella proud to be a soldier. Ed flunked out of 2nd grade and never finished school. He doesn't know a shelter half from an entrenching tool, but he's going to be a big success. He heads his class at OCS. It makes a fella proud to be a soldier. Our old mess sergeant's taste buds had been shot off in the war, but his savory collations add to our esprit de corps. To think of all the marvelous ways they're using plastics nowadays. It makes a fella proud to be a soldier. Our lieutenant is the up-and-coming type. Played with soldiers as a boy, you just can bet. It is written in the stars, he will get his captain's bars, but he hasn't got enough box tops yet. Our captain has a handicap to cope with, sad to tell. He's from Georgia, and he doesn't speak the language very well. He used to be, so rumor has, the dean of men at Alcatraz. It makes a fella proud to be what as a kid I vowed to be. What luck to be allowed to be a soldier. At ease.
This is Halliburton, Ernie, and it's such a delight to be here with the Reverend and everybody who's been brainstorming about the missionary position and the missionary accomplishment. And I found some wonderful songs to play in that spirit. And later on, you're going to hear the theme song from the Reverend's faith-based social services agency, SSS. Satanic Social Services, which does fit the criteria for the Bush regime's faith-based granting system. But before we hear that song by Merciful Fate, let us play a song in keeping with our theme for the accomplished missionary, by Tom Lehrer called The Masochism Tango.
For the touch of your lips, dear, but much more for the touch of your whips, dear. You can raise welts like nobody else as we dance to the masochism tango. Let our love be a flame, not an ember. Say it's me that you want to dismember. Blacken my eye, set fire to my tie as we dance to the masochism tango. At your command, before you here I stand, my heart is in my hand. Ugh. It's here that I must be. My heart entreats, just hear those savage beats, and go put on your cleats, and come and trample me. Your heart is hard as stone or mahogany. That's why I'm in such exquisite agony. My soul is on fire, it's aflame with desire, which is why I perspire when we tango. You caught my nose in your left castanet, love. I can feel the pain yet, love, every time I hear drums. And I envy the rose that you held in your teeth, love, with the thorns underneath, love, sticking into your gums. Your eyes cast a spell that bewitches. The last time I needed 20 stitches to sew up the gash that you made with your lash as we dance to the masochism tango. Bash in my brain and make me scream with pain, then kick me once again and say we'll never part. I know too well I'm underneath your spell. So darling, if you smell something burning, it's my heart. Excuse me. Take your cigarette from its holder and burn your initials in my shoulder. Fracture my spine and swear that you're mine as we dance to the masochism tango.
This is Mr. Scott with breaking news. God has decided to speak to the book burners once again. So without further ado, may I present God.
I left an orgy that included Marilyn Monroe and Helen of Troy because it is necessary to set some very urgent matters straight. I am dreadfully embarrassed by my inbred hillbilly representatives. They're all lying, cheating skanks and hypocrites with double standards anyway. None of these assholes speak for me. What kind of a fucknut would advocate abstinence-only education in these kinds of times? I saw the American Christian Taliban's fetus posters outside of women's health clinics, and I want to state the obvious. They are undercooked. Those people do not know how to cook a fetus to save their ass. It belongs in a crock pot and needs to be further browned before it is suitable for human consumption. I do not care what anyone's orientation is, as long as they're an adult. You hear that, fucking priests? I am everywhere, and that includes in everyone's genitals. So I want a piece of all action, and I don't want the dickless and non-functioning, to be screaming about any flavor of such action. Since your fuckhead leaders are destroying the economy and what's left of the environment with greed, please use birth control. And fuck these clowns who say that I am on their side of a war or nationalistic border or a part of their bigoted point of view, or that I hate people going from one nation to the other. That is a reflection of the bigoted asshole who is doing the speaking and not of me. And finally, do you think I could ever in a billion years not be embarrassed by being the so-called mouthpiece by two of the most appalling candidates out of all of them, McCain and Pollan? They're crazier fucks than Ron Paul or Ross Perot. Think about it, mental caterpillars. Why would a supreme being and super evolved entity want to be represented by two idiotic psychopaths? This is God saying, enjoy the herb, respect what's left of the earth, make each other come, get good at massage, and develop a better world based on cooperation, decentralization, and humanitarianism after you destroy the systems of greed and abuse. I gotta get back to Mary. Enjoy the rest of the show.
My name is Dr. Laura Hoare, and I'm here to tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots, and the middle class makes me so mad that I become turned on, and the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have no runners up. Sunday, October 19th, 2008, at RadioVolta.org, ReverendBookburn.com, and the archives, Radio for All, RadioNumeral4All.net. Tonight, we have a very special recipient. It is not uncommon for the pillars of the corporate media to be hardcore assholes. But every once in a while, one stands out as extra special, as in the case of the Philadelphia story covered earlier, in which Sarah Paulin was booed by Philadelphia Flyers hockey fans after last week's recipient of Asshole of the Week, Flyers president Ed Snyder, invited her to drop puck for the game. But as covered earlier, not only did Fox, also former recipients of Asshole of the Week, bleep out some of the booing, but as covered earlier, Associated Press flat out lied, and said that the booing was turned around to applause when she smiled and waved to the crowd, despite mounds, bushless mounds of evidence to the contrary, all over YouTube, some of which we link at the updated ReverendBookburn.com. But Associated Press, in their lie of the hour, had said that she was not booed after smiling and waving. Associated Press, even in a sea of corporate media assholes, stands out for many countless incidents and occurrences. But for this, Associated Press, you are assholes of the week. You know, we lost the fart sounds, like, before that was over. Telling stonerheads that. Okay, you heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Hoare. Merciful Fate did Into the Coven, the theme song of Reverend Bookburn's faith-based social services agency, SSS, Satanic Social Services. Good News from God, as recorded by Mr. Scott. Tom Lehrer did It Makes a Fellow Proud to Be a Soldier, and The Masochism Tango. Kiss Kiss Kill did Lick My Decals Off, Baby, and started off with Voices of Africa doing Abba Zabba. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. And tonight the theme has been Missionary Accomplished. And I don't want you to think that these in-house stonerheads are completely worthless. They did make some interesting points, which was that I forgot to mention the potential use when accomplishing your favorite missionary role player with the sacred rosary anal beads. I think that might be a bit much if we're doing like candles and all that kind of stuff. But it's a good point, the potential use of the holy beads, although it doesn't have to be backdoor. That could be a part of the foreplay. And that we forgot a missionary accomplished song. That's right. There's that song that has the Rush Limbaugh drug song. And it's one of the Al Franken CDs. Anyway, there is a song called Mission Accomplished. And we'll look for that and play it for next week's Unbuckling the Bible Belt show. But yes, we did neglect to mention the beads, as pointed out to me here tonight. But I think you can be creative if you want to replicate the missionary accomplished mission. And you won't need W. Bush's military flight costume to do that. Just get, and Halloween is coming, and we're going to have fun with that too next week. But you can get pilgrim outfits, you can get Christian crusader outfits, burkas, veils, it could be anything. Start off, of course, with the laying of the hands. And just let the Spirit move you in the manner that is most appropriate. And before you know it, there'll be not only the laying of the hands, but the talking in tongues and feeling the power penetrating within. And you'll know how to make a miracle. Next week on The Reverend Is In, Unbuckling the Bible Belt, which I guess could be an extension of tonight's show, if all goes well and Radio Volta is not doing this big technical equipment overhaul, upgrade, whatever, tune-up kind of a thing. Next week, October 26th, Unbuckling the Bible Belt. And then in 2 weeks, our every four-year tradition, Erection Day. Happy Spanksgiving coming in November. In December, the Reverend's annual Tree and Balls special. In January, the anniversary show, and of course, after Inauguration Day, the trial of George W. Bush, the series. Write to the Reverend at revbookburn@sjcdc.org. Updates always and updated today, including the playlists at reverendbookburn.com. We've still been having a lot of trouble with Radio for All, but did get the last show up. So last week's show, what the fuck was it? Bailout for Citizens from October 12th. Bailout for Citizens is available at radioforall.net. And that's also linked at reverendbookburn.com. The YouTube channel is youtube.com/revbookburn. MySpace is myspace.com/reverendbookburn. And at this time, we're hearing from more and more people. There's another kind of upsurge of publicity after a kind of a lull period. And so I will say to bands or anybody who records anything that we can only play at this time CDs. Maybe after all the changes that the people who do know about technical things, when they're made, maybe there'll be additional possibilities once again. But for now, only CDs. And so thanks to Milk White and Sid Yiddish for sending me their new CDs. Thank you for a lot of assistance for tonight's show from Mr. Scott, Pastor Rex Cat, Murgatroyd Production, Green Eyes. Oh, man, a shitload. And there's handwriting I can't read. Sheepish Muffin, Mr. Z, and he is doing fine. He is still in federal prison for a marijuana-related conviction, but still sends material for the show. let's see, who else besides Mr. Z? And Serfinia, and so many others. Thank you, all of you. Thank you, people who send me links and stuff for the ReverendBookburn.com page and mailing lists, all kinds of great shit. I will see you next week for the Unbuckling the Bible Belt show. If all goes according to plan, we're going to play a final track and get out of here by the Adverts, from this incredible CD collection of pretty much everything, all of their singles, the album. It's practically everything they've done that was re-released onto CD. And this particular track by the Adverts is entitled Television's Over. Good night.